of the atmosphere, is that going to affect the climate? How is it going to affect the climate? How do we think about the climate system? How do we think about how it responds to changes in the composition of these greenhouse gases? What we're going to see is that the only significant energy source that keeps the Earth functioning at its surface is the sun. There is more sunlight absorbed at low latitudes than is radiated out to space in the infrared. So essentially the heat engine that runs the terrestrial climate system is the tropics. And we'll see then about how is it that energy is able to be transferred from the tropics to the subtropics and from there to higher latitudes. So we need to get a sense of the total climate system, how it works, how we might be involved currently in changing it, because ultimately that is the issue. At latitudes of about 20 degrees around the world, you find what? You find deserts, the Sahara Desert. Why is it that we have deserts at 20 degrees or so latitude around the world? Are those deserts going to stick there? Could they move? Imagine the Sahara Desert moving into southern Europe, and imagine what the consequences would be for people who live in southern Europe. Imagine the Mojave Desert moving into Iowa or Kansas, and what it would do for farm production in the United States. Those are the critical issues that we need to begin to talk about. So we'll talk about why is it that we have deserts where we see them today. Climate system is not just a matter of worrying about the atmosphere. We also got to worry about the ocean. The ocean plays a very important role in determining the kind of climate we have on the Earth. So we'll talk about how the ocean functions as a system. How does it play a role in determining the climate that we have today? For example, everybody who lives in North America or who lives in Europe knows about the Gulf Stream. Everybody in North America, particularly in the east coast of North America and in Europe, is aware that the Gulf Stream plays an important role in carrying warm water across the Atlantic and contributing to the relatively mild winters that you find in northern Europe. Well, why is the Gulf Stream there? Was it always there? Can it change in the future? How does it respond to so-called global warming? What are the implications? We need to understand the ocean as well as the atmosphere. That's part of this grand story of what is happening on the Earth. If you try to assess the significance of the changes in climate that are taking place today, you obviously need to have a sense of history. If I'm a skeptic, I might look at the fact that the Earth is getting a little warmer today and say, oh, it's just a natural phenomenon. The Earth is always changing. The climate is changing. The weather is changing. So I need to have a sense of history. So we'll spend some time talking about the climate of the past. How has the climate of the Earth varied over time? We'll then turn our attention to what's likely to happen in the future. What's happening right now to the climate system? What's likely to happen in the future? Why do we care? And having done that, we've essentially posed the problem. Then we get to the important aspects of the policy dimensions here. What is society going to do about it? What has society done about it? And we'll talk about topics that everybody has heard about, like the Kyoto Protocol and the politics relating to the Kyoto Protocol and the steps that have and have not been taken to deal with the climate problem. So that's a general outline of what we want to do in this course of 14 lectures. And to come back to the target for Lecture 1,